John Jones is now the Packers' vice president and chief operating officer. That'll change beginning in May when he assumes the presidency from Bob Harlan, who's held the position since 1989. In May of 2007, Jones will also become the team's chief executive officer. He says the lead time will give him a chance to get up to speed on the football end of the team.
It is possibly unusual for NFL teams, but it's not unusual for successful organizations. And one thing we do with the Packers is always try to pattern ourselves on successful organizations and to learn from them.
Since 1999, Jones says his job has focused on development and the business side of the Packers. His first big challenge as president will be renegotiating a high-profile labor deal.
We do not have a collective bargaining agreement in place beyond the 2007 season. We only have the salary cap through the 2006 season. So on the labor front, we are not making progress, and that's a great concern to us because labor and the relationship with our players is extremely important to the success of the league.
The move also means changes for incumbent Bob Harlan. When he steps aside as president in the spring, he'll remain on as chairman of the Packers board. But the Packers bylaws include a mandatory retirement age of 70. When Harlan hits that age in 2007, he'll become an emeritus board chair. He'll also serve as the team's goodwill ambassador. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.